Bonnie and Friends. Bonnie Simon. Jacaranda FM.
Toy Story 3 was amazing.
How old were you when you watched that for the first time?
Toy Story 3 was a few years ago. I was already doing stand-up comedy, so, but it was amazing. I love them. I love animation movies like Toy Story 3, Finding Nemo. Lego Movie was amazing. It was brilliant too. The movies are kids' movies made for kids, but they're so smart though. Mm. The comedy in there is like, it's next level.
Your favorite international stand-up comedians, a couple you want to mention?
There's, of course, Chris Rock. Chris Rock was the inspiration. When I watched Chris Rock, and I was like, that's exactly what I want to do. I want to do stand-up comedy. And then recently, I've watched some new guys. There's John Mulaney. John Mulaney is an American comedian. He's very funny. Anthony Jeselnik, he does my one-liner type of stuff, but he does like the dark type where he takes you down one alley and then takes you another way. Because that's what one-liners are. Makes you think we're leading you that way, then we mislead you. Mm. That's what. So yeah, Anthony Jeselnik is a brilliant comedian. And then there's Amy Schumer. She has a show on Comedy Central, actually. She's a very funny female comedian. And a very funny comedian, because I don't know why people always have to, when a female comedian is funny, they always need to say, she's a funny female comedian. But when a male comedian is funny, it's like, he's a funny comedian.
Yeah.
It's I don't weird. Know why.
Yeah, they are, especially out of America, out of the UK, not as many, but also New Zealand, maybe one or two in Australia, but yeah. America, the female comedians, I mean, they are all comedians.
Yeah, they are
with
comedians.
Attitude.
Yeah, they're funny.
But they are absolutely amazing because they, you know, male comedians go on. I hate saying this, male and female, but then we know where we stand. But when male comedians talk about relationships, we have a good laugh because we can understand where they come from. But when female comedians go on and talk about relationships, it's from their point of view.
Yeah.
Then you see the other side, which is amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah.
So, what do you do when you're on stage and you forget your next joke? I mean, you've got so many jokes anyway, but they're on standby. But in your mind, you've worked it out, and all of a sudden, phew, blank. What happens in that situation? Will we ever notice that if you're on stage and you hit a blank there?
I don't think you'll notice it, but I improvise.
Uh-huh.
I start speaking to the audience that, you know, because it's not just a routine comedy. People need to know you're feeling this thing.
Mm.
So people can feel when you're nervous or when you don't believe in the joke as much as you need to believe in the joke. So I keep calm, keep confidence. When you exude confidence, the audience is with you.
Mm. Michael McIntyre, one of the most amazing comedians. He gets a bit irritating afterwards, but his body language and the way the sweat pours from his body, and he really puts everything into it. And it's become a huge show all over the world.
Just so much passion.
Have you seen his talk show?
No, I haven't seen his talk show.
He ends up lying on his stomach, and he's got a big tummy on top of the desk. And he just does his thing. He's crazy. He's a lunatic. And he goes into the crowd and grabs somebody's cell phone.
Yeah.
And then he starts phoning randomly. I mean, you know, it's very difficult for him. He said in the beginning to do a talk show. I mean, it's totally different from standing on stage or whatever.
Comedy,
And now he has to interview people, famous people. And he found it very difficult in the beginning. Your future, would you like to have your own our talk show on television? I mean, late night television in this country. When was the last time we had a decent talk show, a live talk show?
Well, yeah, we haven't had a live talk show in.
Hey?
I can't even remember.
Late night live a long time ago. You know what I mean? But I think it's time, and it doesn't have to be live, but I think it's time. I think a lot of South Africans after 10 at night, they want to chill out. And we got great comedians, get like every week. It doesn't have to be funny the whole time.
Yeah, it just has to be good.
Yeah, have a good South African late night talk show, you know. Would you be interested in doing something like that?
I would be interested in that, but my dream or my goal is to have a sitcom on TV one day. Because I feel like South Africa doesn't have the sitcoms that we deserve.
Mm.
We don't have a sitcom like Modern Family.
Yeah.
Modern Family is an amazing, funny sitcom. We don't have a sitcom like Seinfeld.
Yeah.
We haven't had a sitcom like Seinfeld yet. An iconic sitcom. A sitcom where we can look back and think, wow, those were amazing times. Now we only have Vetkoek Paleis that we can look back on.
And my mom says on CakeNet, they still doing reruns.
They still play Vetkoek Paleis. Yeah, that's why I know about Vetkoek Paleis. My mom watches Vetkoek Paleis every day before she watches Sea of Wonderland. I'm like, why are you watching the serious version of Vetkoek Paleis after you watch the
Have
funny?
You ever been in Sea of Wonderland and Generations and those shows?
In a soapy? No, I haven't been in a soapy yet.
Do you think if they ask you to do that, I mean, you're a comedian, but the serious side of you will come out then. Will you be interested in maybe doing something like that one day without telling jokes? Just like, yeah, now you're the cool serious gangster from Aldo.
That'd be cool. As long as they're paying me, I would do that.
Well, you're only 24 and you need the bucks. I mean, how did you get here, by the way, to the studio tonight?
I got here with the Gautrain bus.
Yeah. Are you going to get home?
Fight.
I love that. You know, that's why I respect you so much, because we could have sent a limo, but it's a bit late now to pick you up in Aldo. Then I would have taken you back, and we could have. Have they got Shabins in the area? Can we go and have a couple?
I think it's a bit too late.
Oh, no, okay. Do they close?
Yeah, they close down because then people get drunk. People need to sleep.
Alcohol is a big problem.
I actually have a Shabin right up my street. Wow, that Shabin it's crazy. Because, like, I have a Shabin right up my street, and right next to where I stay, there used to be a house shop. Mm. So then the people come from the Shabin to come and get food at the house shop, right? So then the one evening I was awake. I think it was like 12 o'clock in the evening, watching TV or whatever. I was doing my thing, whatever. So I'm watching TV. And then next door, the shop's name is Bud's House Shop. So then this lady just, the house is dark. There's no one. You could see the people are sleeping. The shop is closed. Then I just heard someone screaming, Uncle Bud. And I'm like, why are they Uncle Bud? And they're like, can we please have, we want chips. But it's dark in the house. There's no one there. And then they're like, the shop is closed. They're like, please, Uncle Bud, we want chips. They're like, no, we're going to sleep now. Then he goes, and like 5 minutes later, we just hear again, Uncle Bud.
Does this happen often?
That just happened once from the Shabin people. That's the Shabin people, because not a sober person would scream and ask, is there chips? Because the house is dark, there's no one.
They want chips. And if you give them chips once, they're going to be back every
night.
They're going
to be back every night, yeah.
So let's get serious now. Let's talk about the violence in South African homes. Doesn't matter where you are, Sandton, Aldo's, wherever you are in South
Pretoria,
Africa.
Victoria on Valentine's Day.
Exactly. The violence as far as alcohol is concerned and drugs and things like that. I mean, do you do stand-up comedy? Do you mention those things when you do that? Have you ever been affected by things like that? Have you seen a lot of violence? Have you seen child abuse? You know, men just, especially where you live in that area, you know, it happens everywhere. So I don't want to say only in Aldo's, but I mean, where men beat up women. I mean, and nobody does anything about it. You know, the violence in South Africa.
I've had my fair share. I've seen. Not in my home, but I've seen outside when there's been quite, I've seen a lot of fights in my life, like the best fights and the worst fights. Like I've seen a woman hit her husband. So domestic violence just doesn't just go one way. A man doesn't just beat his wife. Mm. And I've been in a shootout before. That was the most scariest thing ever. I was walking on my way from the shop and I just heard a gunshot, and I was like, wow, it is March. Why are people shooting crackers this time of the year? And then when I just saw this, just a truck, a police chase, I just saw gun, just bullets, and I was on the floor there. So I have seen quite a few things, and it's things that needs to be addressed, and which I do address in my comedy. I do speak about things that happen. Drug abuse in my neighborhood is a horrible thing. Like it's Jacob Zuma even came to Eldorado Park wants to say he's going to fix everything. And then he left because there was not pretty woman for him
to take with him to Nkandla.
So then he didn't get no. So yeah, drugs and violence. And because drugs is such a huge problem, it adds to other problems. Now we're scared of walking. You have to lock the gate because you're scared they might steal the gate. You have to walk around being very nervous and very paranoid, because now people will rob you. so they can buy drugs. And yeah, drug dens. There's also many drug dens in my neighborhood. Well, in and around my neighborhood. I think I watched, I don't know why I had to watch TV to find this out, but when I watched Special Assignment the other day, I saw we had 40 drug dens. It's like, oh, wow.
And you walk past them every day and you wouldn't even notice.
And you won't even notice them. Where girls will sell their body for the drugs.
And do you get a lot of police in that area? Because I know they for about 2 months, they patrolled, they did everything. They now patrolled, they disappeared.
They patrolled hard, like it was proper. They still do patrol quite a lot. But now it's just frustrating. Now they're just searching you whenever. I mean, we can't just be walking in the street and being searched all the time. Now everyone is a suspect. Mm. Or everyone that's colored is a suspect.
Also, I think with your, I mean, you're only 24 now. A lot of people are in their 50s and 60s now. They haven't even experienced what you have. So you've gone through amazing things that happen in your life. And these things influence you on your shows and in your life. I mean, the people around you, it's not always funny. Life isn't a joke. And sometimes it's very serious. So are you a very serious person as far as when you see people get hurt and all the crime and this and all the negative things? How do you lift yourself up to go on stage and be a funny guy?
It's hard sometimes. It's hard when something, that's what comedy actually is. When something bad happens and you have to go there, you have to forget about it that night and just have to go on stage and pretend like you're okay, but deep inside you're not okay. But that's what a professional is. A professional will show up for work whenever you want, whenever he needs to show up for work.
Like tonight, all the way from Aldo's, Gautrain, you're here.
Yeah.
And then I said, how are you going to get home? And you said, fate. Have you organized fate? You're the driver. So Dylan Willifon, just a reminder again, two shows only, 27th, 28th of March at John Carney Theatre at the Market Theatre. And I want you to go. I think, can we organize some tickets? I want to go with my producer.
Definitely. Yes.
I'll be in the front row. Don't you dare have a go at me in the front row. That's the biggest, my biggest fear is to go to a comedy show and sit in the front row because they can have a go at me. Not because who I am.
Yeah,
I'm just that
just
guy.
Just because you're in front.
I'm in the front.
You're the guy who bought the expensive tickets.
But what I want you to do as well, what I usually do is when people get in there and they're not really interested, I go, hey, listen, you paid 130 Rand. Listen, thank you very much. You've already paid me. So let's get rocking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you can't leave now. Yeah. So, and the people in the front row, do you, when it comes to eye contact and stuff, when you're on that stage, do you try and look at everybody in the audience? Obviously the back you can't really see, but how do you relate to that? Is it sort of radio is one-on-one? You know, I speak to one person. Yeah. Also. In comedy, there are so many people in front of you. Do you find one person that you focus on the whole night, or how do you do it?
I just look at, I've actually, at first I used to be nervous, so I just used to look like I'm looking at the audience, but I'm looking across, I'm not looking at them at all, I'm looking at the back there, so it looks like I'm looking at you, but right now I just look at whatever, I look at each and every audience member, I don't get so nervous anymore, because like I say, it's all about belief, people love confidence and they need you to believe in your stuff, and when they see you believe in your stuff, they will laugh, and they feel threatened when you look at them.
And what do you wear on stage?
I just wear my normal clothes.
So straight from the Gautrain, straight on the stage?
Straight from the Gautrain, straight on the stage.
Okay. A couple of jokes coming in. Oh, no, they are pathetic. I'm not even going to read. Monica Lewinsky jokes. I mean, you know how old
What's the year? Now it's 2015.
Yeah, why do you still want to tell, oh, man, why did she change from a Democrat to Republican? We'll leave it there, okay? I'll leave it up to your imagination. But if something funny happens in South Africa, then that night all the comedians will sort of try and tell you. Yeah.
We'll try and jump.
And so you've already prepared something. Something happened in South Africa today, and wow, you've got the best jokes ever. And the guy in front of you already goes, and so do you just try and go and better those jokes, or do you leave them out?
I would personally just leave them out, but I would leave them. I just leave them out, because they're not gonna laugh at. Cause also a subject matter is also very important. Cause now when you can't have like 7 comics just bang on Jacob Zuma. Yeah. After like the 5th one, you'll be like, okay, we get it. He's got anymore. So many wives.
He won't pay the money back. He won't pay the money back.
And yeah, we can't be paying on the same subject. It's all about being unique, I would think. Mm. That's what I want to be as a comic. I want to be unique.
Bonnie and Friends. Bonnie Simon. Jacaranda FM.